everybody knows that he was an excellent journalist, and he was he took such pride in the work that he did, and he was always wonderful for preparing so well. But I can remember after I presented the Eurovision the following year, which would have been 1996, I was invited by the Rose of Tralee Festival to go over to Brussels to MC the choosing of the Belgian Rose among the Irish community there that would go forward to Tralee in August. And I had just arrived in Brussels. I was in my hotel room, and the phone rang. And I mean, Tommy was a correspondent at the time. I was a kind of a, you know, kind of a lowly part-time newscaster. But he said, "Hi, Mary, this is Tommy Gorman. I'm here, and if there's anything I can help you with, please feel free, and I'll just give you a hand." And I just thought, well, that is a measure of somebody who is giving and who, is happy to share the knowledge that he had of the place and the intricacies of the technicalities and all of that. And I just thought that was very, very big, because sometimes, you know, you hear about people and they're very protective of their patch, not in the slightest. And I mean, I just have admired Tommy with all of the work that he's done then over the years with the Northern Ireland question, the Good Friday Agreement, the interview with Roy Keane in Saipan. And I just would see him occasionally when I would be in the newsroom, or if he was in, you know, because he was away so much with his work. And he was always just friendly and kind, even though he had his difficulties with his health. And I was very, very impressed. Myself and Mary McAleese launched a podcast together just in March. And it was there were an awful lot of people at the launch. And it was only afterwards that I realised from a photograph that Tommy had been there. And I really appreciated the fact that he'd come down to support the two of us at that launch. And I sent him a text afterwards to say thank you. And he was very, very gracious. I did a commentary with him a couple of years ago in Hillsborough. And he had just retired and I was retired. But again, I'm really impressed. He was kind of deferring to me because I was the person who was used to doing loads and loads of commentaries, and this was a new addition to his repertoire. But he was, again, gracious in another way, and I really admired that about him. And then just about 3 weeks ago, I happened to be watching television on a Friday evening, and Tommy was doing that RTE1 program, Tracks and Trails, and it was just beautiful. He was on the trails. He had really very, very eloquent observations to make of the places where he was walking. He spoke about his illness. He spoke about his heritage, and I was just so impressed that I sent him a text afterwards, and he replied to, I mean, he reminisced. It was actually funny. He said, "Gosh, it was like the old days, because we had a full crew, because latterly, you know, whenever I'm doing Nationwide, and I presume when he was working on his brief, it'd be you and your cameraman, and you would kind of do the whole thing together." It's just so sad. I'm really, really sad. He, a young man, full of life, full of energy and dedication to his work, and the sense of service that he had to facilitate the movement of information from the situation or the person to the viewer or the reader. He was, and he also had done a very successful podcast himself since his retirement, The Currency, which I enjoyed listening to as well. A very versatile, a very bright, a very astute and studied person. I admired him greatly.
And I saw one of the many tributes that have been published about him today. And one of them that really stood out to me was that he was someone who lit up a room the second he walked into it. Is that fair to say?
He was gregarious. He loved people, no more than, you know, and it's so sad also, Micheál Ó Maith Thoir, when you have somebody who's interested in people, they are just happy to be there. He was, a very loyal person, a very true friend to his friends, because I'm friendly with people who he would have been very friendly with within the news division in RTE, and nobody had a bad word to say about him. He was, just a good guy.